This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Food Program warned Friday at least 2.4 million people risk going hungry by November as drought ravages northern and eastern Kenya, a nearly threefold increase from last year. The East African country has been hit hard in recent years, including a locust invasion in December 2019 and poor rainfall in 2020 and 2021, which has left the arid northern and eastern regions facing an emergency. President Uhuru Kenyatta declared the drought a natural disaster last month, with 2.1 million people already grappling with hunger, according to the National Drought Management Authority. The UN agency says its alarming projection is nearly three times the figure recorded last year between October and December, when 852,000 people were facing severe food insecurity. The food and water shortages have also severely affected the ability to farm crops and rear livestock, raising the risk of violence as people compete for access to land and essential supplies. Colonel Mamadé Doumbouya, who led last month's coup in Guinea, was sworn in as interim president on Friday, promising to respect all the West African states' international commitments. Doumbouya, who led the overthrow of President Alpha Condé on September 5th, was sworn in by the Supreme Court head for a transition period of unspecified length. The new interim president spoke of his commitment that neither he nor any member of the junta would stand in any future elections that the military has promised to organize after a transition period. He says he'll serve as transition president until the country returns to civilian rule, according to a blueprint unveiled by the junta on Monday. This is VOA News. The United Nations on Friday condemned Ethiopia's announcement that it was expelling seven senior UN officials and voiced concern for 5.2 million people in the Tigray region who are in need of urgent assistance as malnutrition rises. The expulsions were announced late on Thursday, 2 days after the UN aid chief warned that a government aid blockade had likely forced hundreds of thousands of people in Tigray into famine. International condemnation of the humanitarian situation in the northern Ethiopia region has been growing. The United States threatened sanctions against any party obstructing aid to Tigray, which has been mired in conflict for nearly 11 months. Ethiopia has previously denied blocking food aid. Authorities said on Friday a fire at a hospital in a Romanian port city killed at least nine COVID-19 patients. An emergency official says all the victims were in the intensive care unit of a hospital for infectious diseases. Only one patient from the ICU survived. The health ministry said in a statement that 113 patients were in the medical unit of the hospital and all the survivors have now been evacuated. The fire was extinguished by mid-morning, but its cause is not yet known. Romania's hospitals are facing an onslaught of hospitalizations due to a rapid surge of COVID-19 infections, which is stretching the country's hospital to maximum capacity. The country of 19 million has had two other deadly hospital fires within the past year, which have raised concerns about the country's aging hospital infrastructure. Australia has outlined plans to lift a pandemic ban on its vaccinated citizens traveling overseas from November, but no date has been set for welcoming international tourists back. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced on Friday travel restrictions that have trapped most Australians and permanent residents at home for the past 18 months would be removed when 80% of the population, 16 and older, are fully vaccinated. Australia introduced some of the toughest travel restrictions of any democracy in the world on people entering and leaving the island nation on March 20th last year. Most Australians have had to argue for rare exemptions from the travel ban to leave the country. There are a few exceptions from the ban, including government employees and essential workers. Tourism is never accepted as a reason to cross the border. Also, Australia on Friday added China's Sinovac and India-made AstraZeneca shots to a list of vaccines that Australians can take and be recognized and fully vaccinated. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.